Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, teach my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as a judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build large ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasures for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So by this reading, remind me the story of St. Francis of Assisi. He comes from a rich family, but to a certain age, St. Francis have a strong feeling that he has to give up his every possession. So he tried to give out all his belongings. When his father found it, then his father said to him, "You cannot be my child, otherwise all my possessions will be sold by you, sent out by you." So before the bishop says, "You're no more my son." Then St. Francis even gave her helpful coat back to her father. Since then, he lived through poverty with a group of people in Assisi. And today is that the Franciscans are. Franciscans is giving a good example to be holy by possessing nothing. But of course, we are not called all to be Franciscan. But the spirit is always necessary. When we say possession, even small things, if we attach to anything, material goods, then our heart is only half-hearted towards the Lord. So Jesus wants us to be free from all this attachment. Of course, it's not easy. But what Jesus expects us to do is to put aside every material goods, tell ourselves, important is to live this true charity by sharing your time, your energy, your prayer with those people you need. When we put ourselves not so concerned about material goods, then it's easier for us to leave the space to talk to people, to share with people, without thinking all these material goods. We ask St. Francis to pray for us also with the true spirit of poverty, not attachment to any material goods, but moment by moment to reap the spirit of true poverty, only living for the will of God, only loving all people by our side. And we know that seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. We are full of blessings. That's more important. Let's pray for one another that we can live the spirit of poverty today.